We're doing the Tayag Mitzvot, and we had reached Pesach. So now, he takes us through a journey of the Seder night. So, we are going to wash our hands, Urchatz. After we make Kiddush, which we discussed last week, we wash our hands. And before we wash our hands, a person should have in mind, I'm doing the rabbinic institution of washing our hands before we dip a fruit or vegetable into a liquid. And this is in fulfillment of the biblical commandments to listen to the rabbis. So that's urchatz, that's washing our hands. Karpas, we take the vegetable. Karpas literally means a green vegetable. I don't remember which vegetable. I think celery is an Aramaic called karpas. So I'm taking and dipping it in vinegar or salt water as our sages instituted. And they aligned it with the verse that says, tell your son. So our sages said, we derive from this verse that... we have to see that our children ask. We have to do things that are unusual. That's why our sages said, dip the vegetable. Your kid's going to see you're dipping a vegetable. You haven't even started the meal. What are you eating salads for? The bread is here, the wine is here, but you're dipping vegetables. We do it just to get them to wonder, to encourage them to see that things are unique tonight and ask questions. So that's the rabbinic institution of Karpas. And when we make the Bori Pri HaAdamah, we have in mind that this blessing will also go on the maror, and that's again in fulfillment of the rabbinic institution of eating karpas, again two biblical commandments. Yachatz, we take the middle matzah, break it in two. The bigger half is going to be left for dessert, apikoman. The smaller half we will leave out, and over the smaller half we say the agoda. Now our sages instituted this concept of having a broken matzah when we say the agoda. They said the Torah says you will say the Agadah over lechem oni, over poor man's bread. Well, a poor man, he doesn't know if he'll have enough food tomorrow, so he cuts his bread in half to ensure he'll have something left for tomorrow. So do we take the matzah, cut it in half, and we only eat half a matzah? Our sages also said the Torah calls it lechem oni. This is, oni could mean poor, like ani, or oni could mean like aniya, to answer, to respond. This is bread over which we respond. We say the agada in response to the child's questions. And in doing this, in slicing the matzah and preparing it like this, we are fulfilling the rabbinic institution of doing yachatz, which is a fulfillment of two biblical commandments.